How was it playing in your first college football game on such a huge stage?
You know, it was really eye-opening. It was crazy. I don't think it quite hit me until I ran out of that tunnel and realized how many people were there. But it was a fun atmosphere, and it's just fun to do it with this team.
Was Michigan doing much talking before the game, or were they pretty quiet?
You know, they were pretty quiet. They didn't do much talking. We respected them. They respected us. It was a solid game.
Were you nervous at all catching, you know, on your first punt that you had to catch it? Because I know catching a punt is one of the hardest things in football.
Definitely. I had more butterflies on the punt return than I did at slot. But, you know, once you get that first one under your belt, you're fine, and it's actually an exciting thing to go out for a punt.
What was it feel to kind of get that action under your belt? Do you feel kind of heading into the week a little more settled?
Definitely. I definitely feel a lot more confident, and just those first game jitters. I mean, the whole team knew that I was I was really nervous. You could just see the way when I was sitting in the locker room, I was nervous. So, but it really is true that after that first snap, everything kind of leaves you, and you're just excited. So looking forward, I'm just excited for this next game.
What was that moment like before Jabril tackled you right before the end zone there? were you thinking, hey, I got it, this is it?
Yeah, I thought, but gosh, Jabril is, he's unbelievable. For how big he is, his speed is ridiculous. And so, I don't know, he got me a little short.
I know you pride yourself on knowing all the other guys around the state. You're not just a Timpview guy, but
right.
Just so you probably saw Alex Caressa had some success,
yeah.
And Osam Sina gets a touchdown. Yeah, and Cooper gets in the game. So what is that like for you to see all these guys out there? And,
you know,
and you're going to have to play against some of them.
Yeah. You know, I really think that Utah high school football is very underrated, especially of late. The talent in the state is gone up and up and up. And I don't know, it was cool. I was texting Alex and Osa, and we were just excited that we were all representing M. Porter. So it's pretty cool. Actually, against Utah State, I got two former teammates from Timpview that I'll be playing against, Dax Raymond and Zach Van Leeuwen. So
Van
it's cool.
They have one. There's
yeah.
A few of them.
There's a lot of Van Leeuwen. Yeah. So it's fun.
And Dax is a big-time player up there. He's
yeah.
Contributing big-time in fall camp.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Zach. Zach got a I think Zach got hurt at the beginning of last game. He'll be back, though. But they're both great players. And me and my brother both thought they'd do big things up there. And they're only freshmen, and they're already contributing.
Well, that's funny. Weren't you a receiver with them when
yeah.
They were also at Timpview?
Yeah.
You were in the receiving core, huh?
Mm-hmm. Me and Dax, I was the slot, and he was outside of me. So I'm used to lining up with Dax. It's going to be interesting to be on the sideline and seeing him line up in a different uniform.
So do you help your DBs at all? Give them any insight?
Give
them,
yeah.
Of course, they've changed a lot in a few years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Give them ways to get under Dax's skin. That would be pretty funny.
Was there a hit or a tackle you took against Michigan? You went, all right, I'm in college now.
You know, I would say that the first one where I got tackled just short of the pylon, because the recovery speed in high school, I would have been in the end zone, but I mean, the recovery speed in college is ridiculous. And so that first one, I was like, okay, the speed of this game is really increased.
How would you grade your performance after the season opener?
You know, I did a lot of good things, and I feel like a lot of that credit honestly just goes to the coaches because of the scheme. But there were a lot of things that I can improve on for sure. And honestly, just I think experience is going to help me a lot, getting some of that experience under my belt.
Was it nice to have the game out of the way and you get to just watch football all weekend?
Yeah, it was fun. I got to go home and watch some football with all my buddies. And, you know, it's just like old Saturdays, college football.
You know, with all the throws that went to slot guys and tight ends, was that what you were expecting in this first game?
I think that I wasn't here last year, but as in comparison with this year and last year, I feel like our offense is a lot more unpredictable, and you know, we have a lot of bubble routes, we have a lot of just little changes from last year's offense that's going to make our offense more unpredictable.
Do you want to run any more deep routes in the next game? Because most of the passes you were catching were shorter.
Right. You know, a lot of it is the scheme for the game, and it just happened to not be in our repertoire that game. And so we'll see going forward. We've watched some film, so we'll see what we have in plan for this week.